Welcome to A Burning Fire. Our text today is from one of the four books of the New Testament that contain only one chapter each. In Jude, the third verse, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints." Now this short epistle was written to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Christ Jesus, in other words, to Christians. It's a letter to those who have already come to Christ. Now let us examine this passage, and let's gain the spiritual value that's intended. Jude said that he gave all diligence to the work set before him in writing this epistle. He was writing with reference to things involving the soul. He was a representative of the cause of Christ in sending God's message to God's people. Therefore, it was expected, it was right, and it was proper for him to give exceptional attention to this sacred task. Friend, when souls of human beings are involved, we ought to do whatever we do with diligence and with discretion. We cannot be too careful in what we say or write or do or think when these things have an influence on the eternal destiny of the spirit of man. And Jude's caution and his concern for his work, that's a lesson for us even today. Being inspired of God, he still recognized the need of diligence. If that be true with Jude, how much more ought it be true for those of us who are not inspired as he was? And even though the world around us seems to look upon spiritual matters with a trite and trivial attitude, with the flippancy and a flightiness disposing of the things of God, we should respect them with utmost seriousness and respect. It grieves the heart of those who love the cause of Christ to hear some preachers, even some who think themselves to be somewhat, who seem to think that their task while preaching is to be something of a comedian, a laugh a minute, so they can extract from their hearers their contributions. Everything is a joke with some, and they become a chief comic. The flirious way in which some go about in delivering the message of God is degrading to the gospel of Christ, and they appear to be more egotistical showmen than preachers of the gospel. Now, Jude could have chosen a more significant subject than salvation. The salvation, in any sense, is always important. But especially when you and your loved ones and your friends and relatives and neighbors are concerned, what could be more important than their salvation? Saving a person from the burning building is most important, is it not? Rescuing a person from the currents of a river, that's significant, isn't it? Snatching anyone from threats and disasters and harms and dangers that threaten life, why, that's a notable achievement. But how much more important it is the task of saving the soul that's in sin, from the fires of an eternal hell, bringing them to the Lord and enabling them to receive forgiveness of their sins, that they might separate themselves that otherwise would separate themselves from Almighty God. Jude wrote of the most important matter that can be considered, and that is the common salvation. And he called this salvation our common salvation. It was common in two senses. It belonged to every Christian, and it was offered to all who had come to Christ, and that on equal terms. It was not common in the sense it was inferior or any sort of substandard quality. Sometimes the word common is used that way. But it had reference to the equal opportunity and the equal benefit that the Lord Jesus has brought from heaven to mankind. We have a number of common blessings with all people of the world, such as rain and sunshine and the air to breathe and even life itself. But the salvation of which Jude speaks is common in that it's available to all, and on the same terms, belonging equally to anyone and everyone who will obey the conditions of salvation. Now, whether one is a Jew or a Gentile, black or white, rich or poor, healthy or sick, whatever be the differences we may have that distinguish people, the salvation Jesus Christ provides is open to all, and it's needed by all, and it's given to all who will partake of it. That's one of the glorious things about the salvation through Christ. Well, Jude said it was needful that he write to them regarding this common salvation and exhort them in a particular matter. Keep in mind that at the time that Jude wrote, the religion of Christ was relatively young in years as far as its existence in the world. Probably many who have seen the face of Jesus were still alive. Probably many who had seen had witnessed his miracles were still alive. Yet he exhorts them because already some were growing indifferent, they were careless, there were others that were lukewarm. Some had even become cold and sinful once again, having once professed to be a disciple of Christ. We read of this condition of some in several books of the New Testament. Therefore, Jude said Christians are to earnestly contend for the faith. Now, Jude said it was needful that they contend for the faith. Contend, friend, means to struggle for it, to engage in battle for its defense and for its propagation. That means to strive on its behalf. It gives emphasis to the spiritual warfare that the Christian has undertaken in this life. While we are not to strive over untaught questions, we are to do battle on the side of revealed truth. And peace at any price, that's offensive to God. But we are to engage in conflict, a conflict against all forms of error and evil, opposing and exposing every false way, whether it be in or out of the church. We are to wage a defensive and offensive war on the side of truth. We have a common foe, and we should cooperate and unite in this struggle with all of those who are the disciples of Christ. As Paul once wrote in Philippians 1 and verse 20, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, he also said that he was set for the defense of the gospel. Now Jude tells us how and why we're to strive and to contend. We are to do this earnestly. That means with sincerity. We do it firmly, yet tenderly, consistently, persuasively, positively and negatively, but always without compromise. There's no justification ever for rudeness or anything of that nature, but nonetheless we must stand firm and without compromise for the truth. You know, there be some that have polluted pulpits with the theologies and theories of men, borrowing as much from various human doctrines and dogmas, agnostic declarations, rather than from the inspired scripture of God. The Lord's church would always do well when it ceases to pay respect to the theological nonsense that is unjustly exalted sometimes, always returning to "Thus saith the Lord." And now that for which we are to contend, it's not some party, it's not some human creed, it's not for one of the isms of the world, it's not for the disciplines and the manuals and the catechisms and the confessions of faith. It's not for the hobbies and the opinions and the fads and the whims and the personal preferences that some have. Jude says to contend for the faith. That's the religion of Jesus Christ. A faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints. It is all completely delivered, friend. And this is that which is revealed to us in Scripture, This is that for which we must fight. This is that which we must protect. Now, one significant truth of this declaration demands that there is no such thing as a latter-day revelation. Some religions are built upon what they claim to be latter-day revelations. The claim for the reception of some kind of special message from God since the provision of the all-sufficient Scripture has served as the foundation for so much religious error and so much false religious ideas. Many people are simply not content with the Scriptures. They prefer to invent something new. They want something in addition or something less than the Thus Saith the Lord. Mormonism, Catholicism, Pentecostalism, the Jehovah's Witness, Moonies, the Seventh-day Adventist, Christian Scientists, all denominationalists, they all depend on what they claim to have been a divine revelation since the faith was once delivered to the saints. But Paul warned against anyone who preached anything different than what he preached and what the Galatians had received. Paul preached the whole counsel of God, Acts 20 and verse 26. The apostles were promised to be guided into all truth, and they were not guided in these modern-day, latter-day revelations. Friend, when someone preaches something that you cannot find that the apostles preached in the New Testament days, then that is false. People should take God's word, only God's word, believe His word, live His word, do and think and believe as the Word directs. Now, since the Scripture itself claims to be all-sufficient, anything that's contrary to that is contrary to the inspired Word of God. How inconsistent and intellectually impossible it is for people to hold to the Bible and hold to this idea of latter-day revelation. Let us learn that for which we are to contend, and let us be content for that for which we are to contend. And we are to contend earnestly for the truth, preaching the word of God, sowing the seed of the kingdom into honest and good hearts. And what will that produce? It will produce the same thing that it produced in New Testament days. It will produce Christians. The disciples were called Christians, and it is the Christian that has the promises of God, the Christian that has the hope of eternal life with the Father. Something different will produce a different people. It should be our goal and ambition to be like those who were Christians according to the doctrine of Christ, as was taught by the apostles, as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. Anything more is too much. Anything less is too little. Contend earnestly for the faith, and that should be the watchword of every child of God, and it will be for those who are faithful to the Lord and Savior. Oh, yes, there will be those who will oppose as you do this. They want their creeds. They want their ideas. They want the things that they have thought. They want what they believe to be just as good. But nothing man concocts is just as good as what God has said. How do you persuade people to simply accept the truth of God and the Bible that claims to be the way of salvation? Indeed, we are to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered unto the saints. That's what will save our soul, and that's what will save the souls of those around us. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.